earlier on. Okay. Fantastic.
Hi, everyone. Morning. Good to see you. Great dancing. Fantastic. That was brilliant. Really good. So you've been listening so well. I know you know the story pit-pat, and actually you've been doing it in class as well, so I think you know Paul really well at this stage. We're just going to go over it a bit, just to remind ourselves what happened and what Paul did and what Barnabas did, and of course what God did when he was with them. So first of all, hands up who's travelled away from Ireland, well, as well as Ireland. Who's travelled? Loads of people have. Okay, so you've all, hands up who's gone on an aeroplane? Great, and who's gone on a boat somewhere? Brilliant, so all of us have travelled, okay, so we haven't just stayed in the same place all the time, we've all travelled places. So Paul loved travelling as well, and he travelled in our stories that we heard about. And we're just going to look at the places that Paul went to, okay? Now, we mightn't have been where Paul has, because it's quite far away, okay, it's not that near where we are now. But this is all the land, and what's the blue bit?
The sea!
Bethany, what's the blue bit? The blue bit's the sea, yeah, and it's quite a big sea. It's the Mediterranean, and up here is the Black Sea, which is blue as well. And it's all around here that Paul and Barnabas travelled. Now, this island here is actually, I'm going to take the name of it off because you might know it, it's a Greek island beginning with C, and you might know it, somebody might have been on holidays there, if you can read it. Can you see what it's called? It's a Greek island. What's it called? It's called Crete. So that'll give you an idea of where this was. Crete is a Greek island, and these are all the Greek islands. And this is where Paul traveled. Down here is Egypt, and all around here is Greece, and also a place called Turkey, which we call now Turkey, but it wasn't called that then. Okay? Who can name some of the places that Paul went to? And I know they're up on the chairs behind me, so you can use those signs to look at. Debbie.
Iconium,
well done. That's a big long one. And there's Iconium there. He travelled there. And we could actually draw a line. So he started another place that Paul went to. Yeah? Antioch, well done. He did go to Antioch. You think he started there and then he went back to it. So he went Antioch, Iconium. Where else did he go? Yeah?
Lystra,
well done. Did we put Lystra in? I might need to put Lystra in, actually. I don't think I put that one in. But he did go to Lystra. I can't remember where. Yeah? Where else did he go? Yeah?
Derby,
well done. I think that's here. He went there, yeah. Anywhere else, Sam? Look up there for the names.
Pisidia
he went to as well, which would have been here. And he also went, I don't think it was in our story today, he also went over to this island here. The capital's Paphos, and it's an island called Cyprus. So he went, and Barnabas went all around there. There's another place he went to, Perga. So there was a lot of travelling he did. And Italia as well. He travelled, and then, as Sarah said, he went back again with Barnabas. So they did a lot of travelling. Now, I'm going to do a true and false game, okay? So I'm going to say something about the story we heard today. And if it's false, you just stay sitting and you go, false, that wasn't true. If it's true, I want you to jump up and go, true, okay? So you have to listen very carefully and you have to remember from the story as well whether it's true or not. Nice, easy one to start. Paul told people about Jesus and God. Yeah, well done. Of course, it's true. Brilliant. Nobody listened. Oh, false. Okay, yeah, because loads of people listened. Well done. Loads of people listened. That's false. Next one. Paul went to France.
False.
Well done. He didn't. Not in this story, he didn't. Maybe he did travel that far, but not when we heard our story today. God healed a man.
True.
True. Well done. He He healed loads of people, but he certainly healed a man in our story today. What did he do? How did he heal the man?
He made him stand up and
walk. That's right. He could walk again. Brilliant. Paul and Barnabas stayed in one place teaching about God. False. That's not true. No, they traveled to loads of places. Paul appointed people all along the way to teach about God. That a tough one? Did he ask people everywhere he went to keep teaching about God? True, yes, he did. So what would they have set up then along the way? What would they have set up, do you think?
Churches,
brilliant. And he did do that. He said, now you need to be in charge of this and you need to keep teaching. Some bad people threw tomatoes at Paul and Barnabas. False, they threw, yeah, poor Paul and Barnabas, they threw rocks at them. God was with them throughout all their travels.
True.
True, yeah, absolutely. He never, ever left them. So who would have liked to go on the journey that Paul and Barnabas went on and we saw them and what happened to them? Who would have liked to have done that? Okay, brilliant. Well, you know, it probably would have been fabulous, but it could have been pretty tough as well. What would have been really good about it? What would have been fabulous about it? What would have been brilliant about their journey?
The weather,
yeah, amazing. Not like west of Ireland. What else would have been brilliant about it, lads? Do you think? An adventure, absolutely. They didn't know what was ahead of them, really. They had to just trust, didn't they? What else? Yeah? Brilliant. They got to teach people, yeah, and spread the good news. Brilliant. What else? They did. They got to see all these different places and to travel and to meet new people. Brilliant, yeah. Debbie?
They expanded the Church of God.
They expanded the church. Very nice. That's right. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
They
went everywhere and saw new places. Brilliant. However, what were the bad things about it? What would have been the tough, difficult things about it? Yeah. Storms, absolutely. It could have been really bad weather, yeah. Oh my goodness, yeah. The people who didn't really want Paul and Barnabas succeeding threw rocks at them, yeah. That's right, that would have been very hard, yeah. All the travelling would have been pretty tiring, wouldn't it? They wouldn't have had the luxurious travel that we might have had nowadays. Sure, they wouldn't. Would have been tough at times. Yeah. The sea could have got rough if they were travelling across to the island. Yeah. Could have got pretty rough and choppy, absolutely. Also, who were they leaving behind every time? All this time they were travelling, who were they leaving behind?
God!
Were they leaving God behind? I don't think you can leave him behind, Rebecca. He comes with us everywhere. He's always with us. But who did they leave behind? Yeah?
Their
own home and their family, yeah. And their friends. That's right. They would have been away from all those people. And remember, they didn't know any of these places they went to. It was strange land. So it would have been difficult as well as fabulous. And the last thing just we do, what did God do for them? What did he do? He did loads of things, really. What did he do? Say it again.
He promised
them that he would stay with them. That's right. What else did he do? Brilliant. He healed people through them. Well done, Debbie. Yeah, yeah.
He helped them.
He helped them all the way. Okay, so God helped them. He healed people. Did he know what was ahead of them? He kind of did, and he kind of prepared the way for them. And also, he brought people to them, and he told them what to do each step of the way. So you really know that story really well. You're absolutely brilliant. One of you could stand up here and tell the story. You know it so well. It's brilliant. And the main thing to remember is, just like Paul and Barnabas, when things get tough for us, now hopefully it wouldn't be like stones being thrown at us, but when things get really tough in our lives, God's with us as well. He never ever leaves. And just like our verse says, be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. You can do anything when he's with you. Paul and Barnabas would have been pretty scared traveling around all these places and teaching things to people that people mightn't have wanted to hear. But they were strong and they were bold because God was with them. And just like that, when things get really tough, he's especially close to you. Whatever happens, you're going to be okay because God's with you. So that's the main thing to remember today, guys. God will be with you, whatever. Okay, whatever you're going through, he's there. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Beverly. Well done.